Mystery Theater.
Spirits and worldly sprites, instruct me here what mortal soul shall wait upon my chimic art. Present unto our crystal orb what faces shall most suit our deep and dangerous design. What life now in the twilight of decline shall breathe again the rigors of restored youth. Say on, wild spirits, who shall be restored thus? Come to my globe, ye mortal souls that wait for death and final dissolution. Appear, appear, that I may fill you once again with vigor of lusty and most buoyant youth. Appear, appear. Ah, Medway, I do perceive your wizened and frosty bearded face. Well do I recall how squandered you your youth in frantic speculation, and having lost all, whine away your dotage, pleading for the charity of those whom formerly you would yourself have beggared. And Killigrew, come ye hither to my dashing colonel. My ministers tell well how gouty plagues and diverse torments of body and soul reward your life of sinful pleasures. Wend hither also, Gascoigne. I see that broods of pain reward your former evils, vilest of politicians. And lastly, Clara Wycherley, attend my summons straight. Convey to my dark cell your hag-like body and your withered beauty, blasted by the deadly breath of scandal. Draw nigh, thou spicy crone. Draw nigh, ye all, and witness here the deep experiments of Dr. Heidegger.
Twice Told Tales by Nathaniel Hawthorne, in radio version by Roger Crowther. Heard now on Mystery Theater. Tonight, we relate the story of Dr. Heidegger's experiment.
My dear old friends, you are welcome once again. I am touched, yea, gratified, that you could come to spend a precious hour with me.
Heidegger, I am not pleased to be summoned here from a warm chimney corner. This damp cell is no place for aching bones.
I had rather keep my bed in the company of dusty books and grinning skeletons.
Patience, Clara. If I do hear aright, you have made good use of your bed for many a year.
Oh, for shame. What saucy talk is this?
Nay, widow. I do but beg an hour.
To see a mouse murdered in an air pump, no doubt.
No, friend Gascoigne. I am desirous of your assistance in an experiment more profound. I wish to examine
cobweb by the microscope, I'll be bound, or some such nonsense to pester us withal.
Laugh on, my friends, laugh on. You may as well spend your mirth now, for who shall enjoy your humor when the marble vault re-echoes with its sound? My friends, I have not called you here to remind you that life must have its end. Death for all of us is no long time away. Clara, look you into the old mirror upon the wall. What see you there? A former beauty ravished by the passing years. And you, Killigrew, are you content that they who shall see you in your shroud shall say, here lies a man who wasted his youth in fleshly pleasures and besotted his latter years with strong drink? Shall they say of Gascoigne, thank God that he has rid us of a mean and conniving trickster?
Heidegger, we came as friends. Shall we remain to be insulted?
Know ye not in your soul, Medway, that you are past insult, all of you? Can you be content with your lives? Can you? Were you not a harlot, Clara? And you, Killigrew, a libertine. Gascoigne, a swindler, and Medway, a lying cheat.
You know
full well, all of you, that truth is no insult.
It is no friend who throws at our old age the mistakes of the past.
There you have hit it, Killigrew. But I tell you that because I am your friend, I will give you the chance to undo the past. You may, with my help, right all your wrongs and shed the infamies that lie heavy upon your aging years. This chance, my friends, I offer you. Will you take it?
This is nonsense, Heidegger.
You have lost your reason, sir.
Clara, I appeal to you. Would you see restored your former matchless beauty, banish your wrinkles, let your cheeks bloom anew? Trust me, and you shall once again smile in the beauty of moistened lips and taste the luscious peach again with strong and pearly teeth.
Oh, if only I might.
How can this be done, or shall we sell our souls to the devil?
How shall he profit? He has them already. But come, I promise you no harm. Will you bear with me?
We have nothing to lose.
Will you?
Yes.
Then let us to Dr. Heidegger's experiment. Dear friends, into the tedious byways of the chimeric art. Let me satisfy you by saying that this is a retort, this a limbeck, this a flask, and in it a refining agent. In short, what you see before you is what Colonel Killigrew would call a still. However, we are not concerned with alcohol, but with an elixir more potent and more beneficent than spirituous liquor. Still doubtful, I see, Killigrew. Then let me show you. This vial is collecting the refined liquid. I will drop into it. Please excuse me. Gascoigne, would you please oblige me by passing that large folio volume on the lectern by your elbow?
Certainly.
Quite so. It is very heavy. Very thoughtless of me.
Let me help you.
Put it here. Thank you. I do apologize for the dust. In this old tome, somewhere among the pages, I have kept a rose these 40 years or more. It belonged to my dear wife's wedding bouquet. I have long treasured it. Well, this faded and brittle rose with its sere and yellow leaf I place in the vial. So, now observe. Would you deem it possible that this rose could ever bloom again?
I believe those crushed and dried petals are stirring.
I see a deepening tinge of crimson.
It seems to revive as from a death-like slumber. The slender stalk and twigs of foliage are becoming green.
There is the rose of half a century, looking as fresh as it was the day I wore it in my bosom when my dear wife and I were married. Scarcely full-blown it was, and its delicate red leaves curled modestly around its center, wherein were two or three drops sparkling as the dew gathers now. Oh, how I loved her.
Yes, well, that is certainly a very pretty deception.
Although I have seen things quite as remarkable at a conjurer's show.
Pray, Heidegger, how was it effective?
Did you ever hear of the Fountain of Youth?
I cannot say that I ever have.
Now, this was the famed source of life which Ponce de Leon, the Spanish adventurer, went in search of 2 or 3 centuries ago.
And did he ever find it?
No, my dear widow, he never did, for he never searched in the right place. The Fountain of Youth, if I am rightly informed, is situated in the southern part of the Floridian Peninsula, not far from Lake Magago. Its source is overshadowed by several gigantic magnolias, which, though numberless centuries old, have been kept as fresh as violets by the virtues of this wonderful water. An acquaintance of mine, knowing my curiosity in such matters, has sent me what you see in this limbeck. By distillation, I hope to improve what Colonel Killigrew would no doubt describe as its proofing.
What, if I may ask, would be the effect of this fluid on the human frame?
You may judge for yourself, my dear Colonel. And all of you, my respected friends, are welcome to as much of this admirable fluid as may restore to you the bloom of youth.
And your good self, Doctor.
For my own part, my dear widow, having had much trouble in growing old, I am in no hurry to grow young again. With your permission, then, I will merely watch the progress of the experiment. Allow me to offer each of you a champagne glass.
Allow me to assist you, sir.
I am obliged to you, ma'am.
Widow Witchley.
Thank you.
Legros. Get going.
Nice. And now for the elixir. Behold the elixir of life.
Fill us a bumper, Doctor. To youth.
Youth.
By heavens, Heidegger. A most remarkable beverage.
First class, sir. Better than Barbados.
It is indeed quite warming.
Excellent. Stimulating. Very. Okay. Find my soul.
Why, damn it, Clara, do I not see a rose upon thy cheek?
And a distinct flush on yours, too, killer girl.
Oh, dear me. Dear me, I feel as if I should burst into song.
I declare, I've drunk off a glass of sunshine.
Do adjust your cap, Widow Clara. You are beginning to look quite jaunty.
We are younger. I swear it.
Yeah, but we're still too old.
Quick, give us some more.
Give us some more of this wonderful water.
Patience. You have been a long time growing old. Surely you might be content to grow young in half an hour. But the water is at your service.
Let me fill another round. Hold your glasses ready.
Fill them up by all means.
Here's to the memory of Ponce de Leon.
And the Fountain of Youth.
And the Floridian Spring.
And the giant magnolias.
Heidegger, we salute you.
Heidegger, is this a delusion?
I feel a change in my whole system. My Clara, are you weeping?
I'm happy. Indescribably happy.
Well, stab me, widow. You are absolutely charming. What clarity, what brightness of eye do I perceive.
Killigrew, old chap. Look at your hair.
Oh.
Lord, bless me if you're not old Ginger Killigrew once more.
And you too, Medway.
Huh?
What became of your baldness?
Oh, look at his face.
Sounds, man, you look but 40.
Oh, and look at me. The mirror tells me I'm 30. Off, you horrid widow's cap. Let me see my tresses. Golden again. Are they not fine, gentlemen?
Ravishing, my dear.
Clara, you seem to me now as I best remember you. Fetchingly buxom, my dear. Fetchingly.
I've no wish to speak of that, Colonel Killigrew.
Colonel Clara? Time was, I remember, when you called me Ginger Jack, your tearaway subaltern.
Did she now? Pray tell me when Clara called you that.
Jack, this is not fair of you.
Fair, my dear? Why, there is only you who deserves that title. Ah, yes, Clara, you were fair. Lissom of limb, light of foot, delicate to the tips of your fingers.
Old Hal Gascoigne thought so too, didn't he?
While he was conducting his firebrand meetings in the secrecy of the Radical Club, he knew who was fair and who would be waiting for his warmth where the hawthorn grows by the brook. Ah, yes, Clara, you are fair to Gascoigne, fair to all who looked upon you, but were you fair to Medway, thinking meanwhile of that supple form of yours curled in the luxury of his loveliness?
Killigrew, you are a rogue.
A damned liar.
And a miserable spy. A keyhole paper.
Disgusting, I say disgusting.
Why, Widow Wycherley, how can you say that when I know you loved it so?
I despise you, Killigrew.
But you didn't then, Clara. Can't you remember how you rippled with laughter in my arms? Come now, you can't have forgotten that.
Why should she ripple in your arms, I should like to know.
Indeed. And so should I.
Well now, Clara could best tell you that.
Indeed I could not.
Then, my dear, allow me. Clara, gentlemen, was laughing at the comic little way she had devised to gain the wealthy luxury of Medway through the political skill of Gascoigne so that she may better enjoy the delights of your servant, Killigrew.
You scoundrel!
Blackguard, I tell you, Killigrew, if I were a young man...
But you are.
Well, perhaps not young enough yet, my dear companions. Perhaps another little sip.
Why, Dr. Heidegger, bless my soul, we'd quite forgot you. We were just now rehearsing the charms of Clara here. Oh, dear me, Clara, you are beginning to look quite flush. A little scarlet of former days, no doubt, eh? No doubt we can ascribe that to old Heidegger's nectar. Wonderful for the memory, my dear doctor. Quite wonderful.
Killigrew, you should apologize to Clara.
Oh, nonsense. Have another glass. Come, all of you. I was never a man to drink alone.
always loved company. Is that not so, Clara?
My dear doctor, pray favor us with another glass.
No, certainly, my dear madam, certainly. See, I hasten to fill the glasses.
Then let us drink again to former times. I give you youth.
I give you youth. And may you use it well.
Young. Look at us again. We're young again.
Boys. Slim.
Vigorous.
Plenty.
Oh. But poor old Heidegger. Oh. I say, he looks 90. Yeah.
So he does. I say, old gentleman, lend me your spectacles.
Oh, no, 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 please, be careful.
Now, now, grandfather, I only want to see what you've been reading in this old leather book.
Go on, that way. Go on, tell us what the old fossil reads.
Oh, no, really, gentlemen, I must protest. This is not civil.
Listen to this stupid old man. Read us the story.
A spicy story.
No, you put that book down this minute. You have no right to interfere. I will not tolerate this.
You shall be silent, you wise and old Dapper John.
Go on with it. Go on, read a magic spell or two.
Very well. I pray silence and sobriety.
Oh, plague on sobriety.
I pray your attention, Ann.
You shall regret this.
I choose a passage at random. Read as follows. Meeny, meeny, tickle, a possum.
That does not sound at all spicy to me.
Read that again, Medway. Make me if I make out a word.
It says, meeny, meeny, tickle, a possum.
I don't understand it.
Neither do I.
It's a very poor spell. It doesn't work at all.
Nothing's
there. Tell us, Heidegger, what's supposed to happen? Hey, after all, you're the wizard, that sort of thing.
Doctor, doctor, tell us, do, if this charm be false or true.
My words, ye godless youths, that book ye mock at is the Holy Bible.
Oh, how dull.
Not very spicy.
Well, what's it say?
Meeny, meeny, miny, miny.
Silence! Silence! What irreverence is this? You neglect these words at your peril. For the Lord saith, and it is writ with his own finger, meeny, meeny, tekel, apasim. You have been weighed in the scale and found wanting.
Found wanting? Why, what do I want?
I know what she wants.
Is it my name? I'll give it to you, Clara.
If you want fame, come with Gascoigne. I'll give it to you.
Nay, but these are mere wants. Clara has desires. I will satisfy them. I, Ginger Killigrew.
You, Jack, you call. Nay, but you may seem a man. Oh, not you, Jack. Nor you, Money Medway. Nor Gassy Gascoigne either. Not the three of you could satisfy me together. For I must have laughter and singing and music and dancing. I mean to trip my youth away. Oh, if only my son were to see me now.
Your son?
What son?
Why, my son, of course.
She has no son.
Not yet.
You lecherous usurer, Medway.
What? Do you think, Killigrew, that silly swagger of yours entitles you to believe that you're the only man in these parts?
You insolent cur! Hang me if I don't slit your nose!
Don't trouble yourself, Jack. The child will not be his.
Oh, 'tis fine, then. Hooray for the hawthorn! Come, kiss me, wench. I love
me. Not so, Tearaway. I possessed her ere your tree was yet in bud.
Gascoigne, you're a lustful dog, and I'll cut your throat.
I say the child is mine.
Clara,
look at me and say the child is mine. Look at
Take
me.
Take your hand off her, you filthy swine.
No, no, don't hurt me, Jack. No, I cannot look at you because the child is not yours.
Not mine? Out upon you for a heated bitch.
A slut, I say she is a scarlet whore.
Yes, a filthy, tarnished jade.
A muddy trot.
Oh, away with you and try just school, ma'am. Oh, which of you two squalling boys could father a child on me? Medway, gold in the bank and a pennyworth of manhood. Killigrew? Why, there's more spirit in a bottle of bad wine than there is in your veridity.
What, and the child is mine.
She lies. It's mine.
You lie, dog. I know the child is mine.
She has not denied that it is mine.
Yours, you snake.
Thy sapless twin.
I and my fist makes it so.
By the Lord, you shall pay for your past pleasure. Thus.
Control yourselves. Please, I beg you. Think of the lady. Stop that growling. I can't have it. That's fine. Stop it, I say. You must be careful. Mind my spectacles. Look out for the enemy.
This water of life, this refreshing draught of youth, which you have wasted every drop upon the floor.
What matters that, old man? You can make some more.
I? No, my friend. I did but condense the liquid. I could by no means make it.
It cannot matter now that we are young.
It cannot matter that you are young now.
What does that mean, old fool?
Spare us your riddles, grandfather.
My poor wife's rose. Look, it seems to be fading again. Shriveling up. Not enough moisture, you see. Well, I love it as well thus as in its dewy freshness.
I'm beginning to feel rather cold.
You will, my dear, you will.
Are we to grow old so soon? So quickly?
As quickly as we grew young?
Say it is not so.
How can I say so? Look at each other. Do you not see? A wrinkle or two, Clara. A gray hair, Killigrew. A twinge or two, Medway. A numbness, Gascoigne. Well, youth is but a phase. Tomorrow.
No, I cannot bear to be old. I must be beautiful. Rather let me lie beneath a coffin lid than I should lose my beauty.
But the virtue of the water is passing away. Passing away. Yes, friends, ye are old again. And lo, the water of youth is lavished upon the ground. I bemoan it not, for if the fountain gushed at my very doorstep, I would not stoop to bathe my lips in it. No, though its delirium lasted not for minutes, but for years. Such is the lesson ye have taught me.
Dr. Heidegger's Experiment, one of Nathaniel Hawthorne's twice-told tales, in radio version by Roger Crowther, has been heard tonight on Mystery Theater. Dan MacDonald played Dr. Heidegger. Bill Fulton was Medway and Gascoigne. Faith Ward was Clara Wycherley, and Bruce Armstrong played Killigrew. Sound, Harold Porter and Lee Bailey. Audio, Bud Tabor. Mystery Theater was presented tonight from CBC Halifax, produced and directed by Peter Duncan. Jerry Burt speaking.